Earlier this week, we sat down with what we can only call South Carolina Democratic royalty.
We are here with Congressman James Clyburn, one of the giants of South Carolina politics, the third ranking Democrat in the House, member of the House leadership, and an up and coming political organizer by the name of
Walter A. Clyburn Reed.
And you happen to be on different sides this time, at least when it comes to the primary.
Yes, ma'am.
Congressman Clyburn came out earlier this week in support of former Vice President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, his 25-year-old grandson, Walter A. Clyburn Reed, known as AC, has been organizing for Pete Buttigieg. All we can say is it's going to be an interesting Thanksgiving.
How'd you break it to Grandpa that you were going in a different direction?
So I looked into every candidate because I really wanted to organize for a particular campaign. I just didn't know which one. But when I looked into Pete, I was immediately taken away. And of course, I broke the news to him. And of course, he kind of gave me a little bit of a smirk. But I said, this is the path I want to go.
He came to my house.
Uh-huh.
Because we live in the same neighborhood. In fact, he's my neighbor. He lived across the street. And he came across the street. I knew something was on his mind. And he told me what he wanted to do. And so I told him I'd be glad to be as helpful as I possibly can be. But I said to him, in all probability, we're going to be on opposite sides in this one.
And how come you think, what attracted you to Pete Buttigieg? What made you think he was the right candidate to support at this time?
I thought that his age could be used as a positive. He comes from, of course, the older spectrum, but he comes from my generation, a generation who has had to deal with particular past issues, whether it be 9/11, whether it be war, whether it be not only war, but also like mass shootings and things of that nature. And so he would take those issues in a much more real fashion.
You feel like he speaks more for your generation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what about you, Mr. Clyburn? You know, you've had a lot to say about this over the last couple of days, but just for the sake of fairness, I'm going to ask you, why was Joe Biden your candidate?
Well, I sincerely believe that experience is the best teacher. I think that our country is at an inflection point. You know, I was around and very active in the 60s when we knew that we were breaking the mold, so to speak. But I never feared anything about the country until now. I absolutely fear for AC's future. And he doesn't have the same fear that I have because he doesn't have the same experiences I've had. I think that he's experienced some of what I've experienced. He would be supporting Joe Biden, too. So we have to take all that into account.
Well, both of your candidates are having their struggles, it has to be said. I mean, Joe Biden came into South Carolina with a very strong lead, and it's narrowed significantly. He's gotten, you know, and he's said this himself, he's kind of gotten shellacked those first three contests, and he's looking to South Carolina to kind of recover. But he's struggling, and Pete Buttigieg has had his own problems, particularly with certain constituencies. So why do you think that is? So first, Walter, why do you think your candidate's not doing as well as he could, particularly given that you think his message is so attractive and the total package is so attractive?
I believe that he's having these particular issues. First is because name recognition. What I've noticed with voters is that, of course, definitely door-to-door, is that, you know, I'll be like, man, I'm with the Pete campaign. They're like, Pete? Who's Pete? You Pete? I'm like, no, I'm not Pete. And like, and I'll pull out a card.
He's wearing a Pete sweatshirt just for people you can't see him.
They're like, oh, so you Pete? I'm like, no, I'm not Pete. This is Pete. And I'll have a little palm card. And they'll be like, okay, who's that? And so then I talk about his background as well as the policies that he plans on putting forth in his administration. It really resonates with a lot of African-American voters.
And what about you, Mr. Clyburn? Why do you think your candidate's struggling a bit?
Well, several reasons. One of the reasons is that Joe started the campaign making it very clear that he would keep his focus on Trump and would not engage in negativity with his fellow Democrats. That, to me, was a plus. But to the public, that didn't show the kind of fight they wanted to see in the candidate. He's not bombastic. That hurt him. And it was not until, and I heard people say, well, he finally showed some fight. He just finally attacked somebody, and that's fine. So he suffered from all of that.
Congressman James Clyburn, Walter Clyburn Reed, thank you both so much for talking with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Still to come this hour, we'll be hearing from young voters in South Carolina on the issues they're most passionate about this election year. And we'll visit Denmark, a South Carolina town where residents say the water is making people sick. Plus, the latest on the coronavirus outbreak. Today, officials in Seattle reported the first COVID-19 death in the United States.